Okay, this is Parak Beis in Hilchos Sfiros. Okay, this is Parak Beis in Hilchos Sfiros. One more time. I'm getting a lot to do with Shomrim. Halacha Aleph, the Rambam says, Shlosha Dinin Ha'amurim B'Torah, Barba. Okay, one more time. Sorry about that. Parak Beis and Hilchos Sfiros. Continuing halachas has to do with Shomrim. Halacha Aleph. Shlosha Dinin Amorim B'Torah. Barba Shomrim. So the four halachas that the Rambam spoke about. Excuse me. The three halachas that the Rambam spoke about that the Torah talks about the four watchmen. Enan Elov Metalton Shel Yisrael V'Shel Hedyot. So these only apply to movable property that is not hekdesh, being not consecrated for the Beis Hamikdash. Shenemar Kesef Okelim V'Chol Kesef Okelim. Right. V'Chol Sorry. Yatsu Karkaos, this excludes real estate. Yatsu Avadim also includes servants, Shehukshu Karkaos, that are tied to real estate. The Yatsu Ishtaros, it also excludes contracts, She'ein and Gufa Mammon, as we know, IOUs are not considered money. The Yatsu Hekdeshos also excludes that which is consecrated for the temple, Shneimar Ki Teni Sharehu, Yatsu Nichsei Akum. It also excludes that which is belongs to non-Jews. The Ganav Chachamim, that's why the Chachamim learn from this, Ha'avadim, Vashtaros, Karkaos, Vakdeshos, what it called. So when it comes to servants and contracts and land and real estate and hekdeshos shomer chinam shalhen eino nishma. So in a shomer chinam, in any of these cases, is not to make a shvuah. The no se schar socher, but someone who's getting paid to watch it or who rents it, eino mishalom, does not have to pay. And if they're destroyed, for instance, the im kanum yado chay bachriyuson. However, if the watchman purchases them, makes a kinyan on them, then of course he's responsible for those items. Halacha beis, sorry. The Tidu Chacham Shenishban Alekdeshos Shvuas. The Chacham came along and created a takana that when it comes to that which is consecrated, the watch person, the Shomer, has to make a Shvuah. It was called Shvuah Shomer, Ke'ein Shel Torah, as required by the Torah. Kadesh Lo Yizalzel Alekdeshos. So this way we don't, what do you call it, we don't denigrate or treat that which is hektish in an improper way. Halach Gimel. Okay, so Rambam surmises here, yearly. So the Rambam says, it appears to him, Shem Pasha Shomer Bavadim Chiyotzbehen. Let's say a watchman was negligent with regarding keeping an eye on servants, right? Chayav Shalim, he's got to pay. Sheino Pater Bavadim Karkalos Shtaros. Elam Din Gneva right? Umesa Chiyotzbehen. So he's only freed of paying anything when it comes to cases of servants and land and real estate and let's say IOUs only when it has to do with loss or something stolen or death. Because if he was, let's say, someone not paid to watch something, right, and it was stolen, and it's movable property, and it's stolen or lost, yishba, he makes a shvuah. When it comes to real estate and servants, for instance, he's pater from making a shvuah. If he's getting paid to watch a thing, shemisham, where you would pay if the item you're being paid to watch is stolen or lost, if it's movable, pater misham ba'elo, but he'd still be exempt from paying the real estate, for instance. About im pasha ba, let's say he was negligent, chay b'shalim. That's when he's obligated to pay. Mazikul, because anyone who's negligent is as if he damaged it himself. There's no difference between someone who damages real estate versus someone who damages that which is movable property. And this is clear to those who understand it, and that's how you should paskin. So to the Rambam's Rebbeim paskin. Let's say someone would have had and gave and allowed someone to or gave permission. Sorry, he entrusted someone to watch his vineyard. Bein arisus, bein mishmiris, pinam. Whether it's like a sharecropper or let's say it's a watch person. V'hisna imo sheyachbor yizmor yavik mishalo. But he made a stipulation that he's allowed to dig or prune or et cetera from his own money. U'pasha v'lo asab. Let's say he didn't do that. He was negligent. Chayev k'mi shehivs to be alive. He's liable for that damage as if he damaged it with his own hands. V'chein kol yotz v'zeh. She hives to be a dime, because someone who damages, so to speak, using their hands, they are obligated financially. They're obligated completely financially. Halacha Dalet, one second. Hamosu l'chaveir adavar mechubal l'karka, lishmor. Let's say someone entrusts produce that is still attached to the ground but still growing for a shomer to watch. Afilu the grapes are ready to be harvested. Harehen kekarka, they're considered like real estate, but dina shomrim as far as applies to lachas of a shomer. Lachay hifkid hektish. Let's say I had a shomer for something that's consecrated, akar kpado, and afterwards it was redeemed. And it's considered non-consecrated at the time the owner takes it from the watchman. But let's say he lent it to him when it was not a kadesh, and then it became consecrated to the hands of the borrower. So or let's say the non-Jew entrusted it to him to watch it, and then he converted. None of these have, excuse me, all these cases do not have the complete halachas of shomer to them. That's from the beginning. The article was entrusted to the watchman until the end. It always has to, it has to be for a non-Kohen, meaning it's not consecrated, as well as belonging to a Jew. The echad ish ve'echad isha, the halachas of shomer apply to a man and woman equally. B'din shomer, bein shai adav shomer shel isha, shai b'yad isha. It doesn't matter if it's the woman is keeping an eye on it, or it was entrusted to a watchman from a woman, or by a woman, I should say. Halacha zayin katan shehifkei b'yad gadol. Let's say a minor entrusted an article you watched to an adult, or shilo, or he lent it to him. Hareza a gadol nishba shvua shomer the katan. So the adult can take the shvua in place of the katan. The Shavuah of a Shomer. Ho Rabosai, so the Rambam's Rabbanim Paskin, Sha'inza Nishba B'tanis Katan, so that, what do you call it? That's not, the adult is not taking the Shavuah because of the claim of the minor, Kadesh and Emar, Einish Banal Tanis Katan, Shekol Shom Shavuos and Shavuos Shemahi. Because any time a Shavuah is taken, regarding something by a Katan, what do you call it? They're always taken because of a Safe claim. That's why it's okay. Now, as you know, the Chachamim decree that when it comes to normative purchases, you acquire something using Mashiach, so too that applies by Shomer. So, for instance, let's say a person tells somebody else, keep an eye on this for me, and he says to him, put it down in front of me, he becomes a Shomer Chinam automatically. Let's say he said, place it down before yourself, or just put it down. Right, and or he says to him, what do you call it? My house is before you. He's not considered a shomer chinam or shomer sachar. He's not obligated to shvuah. Aval machrim al mishalacha kavidana shalo. Rather, what do you call it? The owner of the article could, if he wanted to, what do you call it? Excommunicate him if what do you call it? If someone did take the thing, the lo yachzir lo bailav, and then return his owner, the king called yotzei b'zeh. Echad amafkid or amashal amaskir es chaveru be'idim. So when a person entrusts or lends or rents something like a baseball card to someone else, the halachas apply whether the transfer took place in front of witnesses or not. So the moment the watchman acknowledges that he was a watchman or he borrowed it, he's now obligated to take a shvua shomrim. We don't use the term migo, the concept of migo, which we'll explain later, to get him out of the chiyav of a shvua el lepochel misham. It's only there to get him out the hook of pain. Even the thing that was borrowed, etc., was only worth a pruta. The watchman has to take a shvua, and none of those who watched it are required to admit to any part of the claim before what they call it, in any shape or form before the shvua is taken. Now, let's say someone's a shomer chinam, and he's not paid to watch something, he can make a stipulation that he's off the hook of having to do a shvua at all. And a borrower also may make this stipulation that he's free of paying for the item if it gets destroyed. So too, the owner of the entrusted object can make a stipulation for the shomer chinam, onos sachar, the sarach lios chayim b'kol kishoa. So he could make a stipulation that the shomer chinam, onos sachar, socher, which are the three other types of shomerim, he can make a stipulation that they're obligated just like someone borrowing would be. Shakoltai v'mamon of shvuos shamamon kayim. Any condition made in these types of things works. Vein sarah kinyan v'lo edim. No kinyans required, no transactions required, nor witnesses. Halacha yud. Tan zeh shahaya sham tanai. Now, of course, let's say the owner says there was a stipulation. Vashomer meloya sham tanai. But the watchman says there was no stipulation. Nishba shomer shvuos shomerin. So the shomer, the watchman, must make a shvuos shomerin. And he must include in the shua that there was no stipulation involved whatsoever, which is the shua of the Gilgul shua, which we saw in two sections ago. Excuse me. Halachidah tan shehifkid etzlo. Well, let's say the owner of the object claims that he gave it to a shomer. V'zeh omer lo amarti elahan al fanecha v'lo nasasi lo shomer. And the guy responds, no. All he said was put this down before yourself, but never actually became a what do you call it a shomer. right? He makes a shvuas hesed that this is the matter he got the thing. The kol b'shvuasa shlo shlach lo yad, and he includes in the shvuah that what it called that he didn't send it with his hand. Lo avdo b'yadayim and didn't cause it to be begarm shagarm lo shayech chay v'shalim, or cause it to be destroyed in any manner that would make him obligated to pay anything back. Finally, lacha yubeis ze omer shalticha o hischarticha o ivkarticha. So let's say the owner of the object says, I lent it to you, I rented it to you, I gave it to you to watch. The halal omer, defendant says, lo hayudvarim olam, and he says, no, these things never took place. Osh amar ken haya, or he says it was, aba hegzarti lacha, mistaka lashmira, or he says, what do you call it, I returned it to you, and the shmira was over, l'nishara b'neinu tzviya, and he says there's no claim responsibility at all. Hareza nitma nishba shvuas heses v'niftar. So then he has to go ahead and make the shvuas heses, and he's off the hook. V'edvarim kol shol haya shem shtar. This only applies when there was no actual contract. But let's say he trusted the object or lent it to him, etc., with the contract. And he said to him, no, I gave it back to you. So the shomer must make shvua holding an ayam. So he must make that type of shvua. And the reason why is that since the shomer chinam could say that the article was, for instance, stolen, or the borrower could claim that it died while he was working with it, we accept it when he says he returned it, because he couldn't make that claim. So too, if someone made the claim that it was lost out of his control, he makes this type of shvua. So too, if he makes the claim he returned it, he makes the same type of shvua as well. Since there's a contract in the hands of the claimer. When does this apply? When the shomer can make the claim and say, he could say that the article was destroyed by things out of his control, and he doesn't have to bring any proof to the claim. But if he had to bring a proof for his claim, he does not believe that he said it was returned. The owner of the contract must make the shvua, then he has to pay. Is there a case where the defendant must take a shvua holding the chayfetz? Because he could have used another type of argument, except for Elazar Shomer Vlad, just his case of Shomer, Sheshel of Star, who has a contract. But the other defendant is obligated to make the Shvua, he could always use a different Shvua, and that's what's involved when we use the Shvua Heses. That is Perek Beis, and we'll continue with Perek Gimel next time.